Hello and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to tackle the subject of social media monitoring tools, what the market looks like, how successful these tools have been in giving companies kind of the actionable data and the business insight that they've been looking for. And to discuss some of these issues, I have the great pleasure to welcome back one of my favorite podcast guests, Scott Robinson, who's a SharePoint BI expert and who's covered these topics for us previously. Scott, it's great to have you back. Welcome.
Well, it's always great to be back.
I'm looking forward to this. I know this is a topic that you have much to say about, so we're going to launch right into this. I got some questions for you.
Sure.
So first, you know, social media monitoring systems kind of they emerged on the market with a bang, with a lot of success. And we've talked about that previously, and it looked really promising. But then kind of what happened?
Well, it's really fascinating. You and I have talked about this, and, you know, it just really is amazing that social media monitoring emerged the way it did and flared up in the marketplace with products right and left and lots of enthusiasm. And just kind of stalled. The initial promise of social monitoring was just a very exciting concept. I mean, here we have all these platforms, Twitter and Facebook and so on, that were explicitly designed to be non-commercial. You know, Mark Zuckerberg wanted no part of ads on his sites or anything like that. You know, Twitter was strictly social. Facebook was strictly social. All these platforms, strictly social. And yet, it began to slowly dawn on the internet universe that people are volunteering, just piling in all the information anyone could want to know about them as consumers. So this wonderful resource is just emerging out of the air for free. And businesses began to say, hey, how can we take advantage of this? Well, naturally, software vendors always have their ear to the ground in terms of meeting a need. Well, this was a wonderful need to meet. And we had all sorts of products for social monitoring, social listening, popping up right and left. And over the past 5 years, we've watched, you know, sort of a big free-for-all as they've duked it out in the marketplace. And we talked about this the last couple of years. Very fascinating stuff because it's incredibly useful if I'm a business trying to sell my products to have inside information about the person who is likely to buy my products or to have a profile of the person who's been a loyal customer. That's invaluable data to me. It's gold. So any tool, any software that can help me to know that information and help me to refine my marketing so that my sales go up, that's a very valuable thing. And we have all these products out there now. Some of them are free, some of them not, some of them are software, some of them are services. And we have to wonder, why is this not bigger than it is? Why is this a technology that's still struggling? It's not well integrated, and even though the uptake has been huge, the success rate has not been huge.
So let's talk about that. You're kind of setting the stage for my next question, which is, you know, that these tools have gone through some of them have been acquired by other bigger vendors. There's been a lot of change. What's going on there, and has it benefited these tools and customers or not?
Well, you know, you're right. There has been a lot of change, and a lot of it has been recent. And part of it is we now have, you know, software giants out there. You know, we've got our Microsoft and our Apple and our IBM, but now Salesforce is coming right up. Salesforce acquired one of the leading products in this area. You and I talked about this this past week, Radian 6. And what happens is these big companies come in and they gobble up these wonderful new tools and then they ruin them. And the reason they're ruining them is because the tools are not being used well or properly. And so the sales are not what they should be. The vendors are not having the success that they want to have. And so whoever acquires them is taking them, and they think that adding new features is going to make the product more attractive. So you take this great piece of software that is useful, but people are using it badly, and then you feature bomb it to where it's not as useful as it was before because it becomes confusing, and nobody wins. You know, we have a huge problem right now with people truly understanding how to make use of social monitoring. And now they're coming back with, let's create a unified suite. You know, that's the new trend. Well, the unified suite of software monitoring tools is not a useful thing. Because what we love about social monitoring tools is that they're very specific and very focused on specific things we might want to do with them. Examples of that would be there are pieces of software that can identify people who will crusade for our product because they talk about it on a blog. We have products that are out there that clean up bad data, and that's very useful. We have software that will gather data and help us plan a marketing campaign, and that's very useful. But it's not going to change. It's going to be products that are focused on specific tasks we want to accomplish, and these big unified suites are not getting us anything that we didn't already have before. They're just making things confusing.
So let me ask you this. It sounds like part of the problem, and correct me if I'm wrong, but part of the problem is about technology and this feature bombing and kind of overwhelming the suite with too many features that aren't necessarily useful. Part of the problem is people and what they can actually glean from the data that they get. Is that true? Can you thrash that out for us?
I think you're exactly right. I think that we have a real problem with this being a people thing and not so much a technology thing. The technology itself, such as it is on target and it's doing what it does very well, but it's incomplete, and we should talk about that. But the people problem is the bigger problem. It's basically a case of misplaced expectations. Most software suites, especially in the enterprise, are well-defined from the get-go. When I buy an accounting platform, I have very focused expectations about what it's going to deliver. And so my implementation can be pretty spot on because I know what I'm going to do with the thing I'm putting in. Well, that's not the case with social monitoring tools. In the first place, what I can get from it goes all over the map because everyone's needs are different. But more than that, there's a misplaced expectation in how much the software itself will deliver. The end product of a social monitoring tool, which is out there gathering up different kinds of data, you know, how many times somebody likes my product, how many times someone blogs about it, you know, that kind of thing, you know, that information is very useful, but I need actionable insight from those things. I need to look at that data and get a light bulb idea about how I can make my process better. The software is not going to tell me that. But I go into this and I invest in the platform and I make all my people change the way they do business, expecting that the software is just going to create light bulbs everywhere. Well, light bulbs are a people thing. Light bulbs don't emerge from software. So until that expectation problem is corrected, I've got a real issue.
So now you started to talk about some of the specific vendors in the marketplace, and without doing a laundry list of them, maybe could we give listeners a sense of some of the tools that are out there and some of the functionality that's available today?
Yeah, we sure can. And you'll notice it's interesting that you and I have talked about this several times over the past couple of years, and notice how each time we discuss it, the list changes. There really is a lot of jockeying for position in this market, and the reason is because of these big changes and because of the acquisitions, but it's largely about are people satisfied with the software they're using? The people who are trying to do social monitoring, are they happy with what they're getting? And it's the people who use the software well that will give high satisfaction scores to this package or that. And as we have said earlier, the different packages tend to do completely different things. We mentioned people who have influence with our product, people who can spread the word about it. There's a platform called Mention. Mention does this very well. It identifies what they call influencers, people who can persuade other people that our product is great. And it can track the social media traffic of an influencer to downline people so we can target those downline people, you know, and start gathering information about them. And there's a package that does a really great job with that called Brand 24. It takes information about those potential customers, and it will dig down and profile them so that we have metadata about the people who are likely to buy our product, and that metadata can turn into strategy. There's another one. We talked about cleaning the data. There's a platform called BrandWatch. BrandWatch is terrific because it will go through the data that it gathers, and it will take out duplicates, which, you know, are not good in our data. It will take out advertisements, which often look like posts by enthusiasts. It will look at spam and strip it out. So the data that our analytics are based on is very, very clean. Now, these are three very different approaches to the same end, giving us data that we can build strategy on. Different products, different approaches, but the same result. They help us to do a better job.
So, and now finally, let me ask you this. I'm sure there are many questions more that we could ask, but for readers, let's talk about where you think this is all headed and what you think the future is going to look like. Is it more predictive analytics? Is it better functioning of just the basic features today? Are we going to see more vendors, fewer? What does it look like in the future to you, Scott?
Well, it's kind of a murky future because it hasn't settled out nearly as quickly as other technologies have in the past decade or two. And I think a few things are very evident. One, we are still going to see this as something that the little companies do better than the big companies. Salesforce buys Radian 6, more power to them. You ruined Radian 6, you know, Salesforce. Thank you very much for that. It's these smaller companies that really are lean and mean and filled with innovation, they're going to continue to be the ones that sort of set the pace. But I think what's going on that hasn't happened yet and needs to is that there are advertisers out there who are working with the social media platforms who are doing a better job of tracking down customers and advertising to them than these social monitoring people are. If you'll notice, when you use Facebook, when you use any platform like Facebook, it's talking to Amazon, it's talking to all these other sources that know who you are, and it's putting two and two together, and it's predicting what you're going to want to buy tomorrow. Now, where it differs from these social monitoring platforms is, these advertising software people are surfacing the thing that they want you to look at. Now, that doesn't happen conventionally in the sort of reporting that comes out of social monitoring. You get batches of data, and you're expected to sift through the data and make what you will of it. It's left open-ended. Now, that's not always the case, but it tends to be the case. Now, if we had social monitoring software that could surface the obvious things that we should be looking for, and software is capable of learning what it is we want to know, we'd be much better off. You and I have talked about Microsoft's Delve product. Delve studies you, and it anticipates what it is you need to know. If the social monitoring platforms could do the same, anticipate what we need to know, instead of making us, you know, scramble for the light bulb moment, then I think we'd have a much better progress. And I think that we're going to see two or three of these guys come up with that in the near future.
Right. And do you, just finally, do you think that's part of, you know, it certainly in terms of BI tools, I hope you'll agree with me, you know, getting actionable data, getting data that you can digest easily in real time and make decisions off of, that's like table stakes for BI tools now. And I think the same is going to be true of this market.
I think you're exactly right. And I think that the reason that becomes important is because you and I both see on a daily basis as we go through our morning readings and stuff, everybody's going, get a data scientist, hire a data scientist. You know, you need a data scientist to make track of to make sense of your BI and to make use of your social monitoring. Well, you know what? That's not really happening. I mean, everyone is saying hire a data scientist, but the fact is there are maybe, you know, a couple hundred that are really good in the United States, and it's going to be a long time before we have 50,000 of them. So what we need is for the software people to step in and bridge that gap with technologies that already do exist. Predictive analytics is a pretty sophisticated methodology by now, and the companies that are putting that into software and making that kind of expertise available to us without us having to go out and find someone we have to pay $120,000, who it's going to take us years to find anyway, I think that's kind of where the immediate future is.
Right. Well, that's a whole other topic that we may just have to explore in the near term, BI and analytics and where that market is headed. But for today, thank you so much for shedding light on this topic and coming back into the fold and talking with us about these tools. So thank you so much.
Oh, it's always a lot of fun.
And I'm sure we'll resume again soon. And for more on social media monitoring, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com and searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.